Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Sitting here on your birthday. Y'all hear this song? Didn't even know your first name. It's a rhythm and flow here. See your cups going. I want y'all to hear about these new artists. It's BJ from Chicago. On your birthday.
But it seems like the worst day.
All right.
Let me make it feel.
That's how you do it. It's real rhythm and flow. All right, welcome back. LJ, Real Life with LJ, 1380 WOK News and Talk. You can call in at 404-726-1380. I got a special in the house, special lady in the house. Dr. T is with me, and we're just trying to move forward. You heard about grits and eggs, and now you're going to hear about a mayor, 20th mayor of Union City. This guy is phenomenal. I've sat next to him. I've worked with him, but he brings a very unique blend of public service and corporate experience to one of the fourth largest, he said, the fastest growing suburb, the fourth. When I saw the news, it just piqued my interest because Union City has been transformed. And I know he's going to talk more about it when he comes on the air. But I just want you to welcome 1380 WOK, the mayor, the Honorable Vince R. Williams, the mayor of Union City. Mayor.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic, my friend. Before we get started, if Mike is still anywhere nearby, I met with Mike a couple of months ago, and I told him, Mike, we got a spot for you in Union City. So I'm just sending that out there in the radio air.
Uh-huh.
So, Mike, I'm calling you out, man. We South Side, brother.
Oh, yeah, he does it, man. Yeah. He has a great experience, and I know.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a great city. You all will compliment each other. So I'm going to make sure I put a special word in there as well. Union City. So,
yeah.
How you doing, sir?
I am doing fantastic, my dear friend. And look, it is an honor and a privilege to be here with you this morning. And I'm just excited for you and what God is doing in your life.
Thank you.
You know, because oftentimes we look at certain aspects and things that we're in, and certainly platforms, and
right.
We think that's where God wants to keep us. But God, you know, He had, in his infinite wisdom, his plans are always perfect.
Yes.
And he wants us to think about what's next.
Yes.
Because sometimes we get I tell you, there are times I want to have a conversation with God. Okay, God, I thought, we were supposed to say, what's next can't wait.
No, and that's what I appreciate.
It can't wait 4 more years. It can't wait 2 more terms.
Come
you know
on.
What I'm saying?
Come on, man. I know you got a little preacher in you too, so I know.
Yeah, preacher. Don't forget
that.
Yeah,
he know what he got the word all up in him. That's part of I think people discount that, but part of it is you got to have an anointing for this work.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Right. And that's certainly true. And I tell you, my ministerial background I've always loved you know, serving God's people. So, you know, this work that I do as mayor, it's nothing but pastoring. Mm. You know, I pastor almost 30,000 folks in the great city of Union City. You know, and I can tell you, when I moved to Union City back in 2001, the population was well under 7,000.
Wow.
You know, so we are approaching 30,000 folks now with a lot of, you know, support from the community, but also great business opportunities that have flocked here, but also an amazing team that I've assembled to make sure that we get the work done that on behalf of these folks that deserve it.
Talk about the turnaround. You listed, I said, the four fastest growing suburb. Just talk about some of the remarkable progress. I mean, you took a decrepit mall, turned it into a thriving metropolitan studio. Your financial, strongest financial footing since its founding. Talk about that we everybody see the glory, but talk about the story.
Yeah, they don't understand that. You know, and I share this often when I speak, you know, to groups and even other leaders who just want to know, okay, I'm dealing with this. I can tell you, when I came in as mayor, I had less than $1 million to kick off my first year.
Mm.
So, you know, the police department itself needs more than $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we got creative. We got we got in sync with one another. I had a strong talk with my team. I said, look, if anybody is ready to jump ship, let's do that now.
Mm.
Because we are about to roll up our sleeves and we're getting ready to get to work. You know, so we are now, you know, this is almost the end of 2024.
Mm.
You know, we're operating out of a budget of over $125 million. You know, so that is God. That's not Vince Williams. That's mm-hmm. God. You know, so, you know, we have four Amazon sites here in the city.
Wow.
Housing is exploding in our city.
Wow.
You know, we have probably, I want to say, 13 to 15 housing project developments that are ongoing right now.
Come on.
Wow. You know, so we're excited. And, you know, when you talk about housing, LJ, and you know this, we can't build enough housing for the need that we have, you know, in our cities, in this nation, in our counties. You know, it is paramount. Housing has got to be one of the top five things that we deal with every day. You know, but I put a strong emphasis on my number one priority is public safety and crime.
Hmm.
You know, because, you know, the Bible has already taught us, you know, crime will be with us forever. You know, I mean, look at Cain and Abel. So we're going to have crime always. However, it's how you deal
manage
with that.
It. Yeah, how
so
you deal with it.
So I have an amazing police chief, Cassandra Jones, who this is nothing new to her. And she has done a phenomenal job turning our police department totally around. She strongly believes in community policing, and it has done great, great work for us here in the city. You know, creating career and job opportunities was another big, big factor for us here in Union City.
Wow.
That's why we have so many people moving here.
Hold on to that, Mayor. Hold on to that, because I don't want to spread all this good news before we go to this break. But
yes,
I want
sir.
You all, I got Davis on the line from Union City. He's going to come on in a minute. But we're at 404-726-1380. You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380, the voice of the community with real life with LJ. You all come on back. We got the mayor, the Honorable Vince R. Williams of Union City, the fourth fastest growing in the suburbs that we got in the state of Georgia. Let's do it.
We grew up like brothers.
This is our rhythm and flow. Rhythm and flow. Tribute to Dre TL, who won the show, won the contest. Move this thing forward. Thank you. Come on in, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life with LJ. I got the Honorable Williams, Mayor of Union City, talking about some of the great things they got going on. He has the global employers down there: Amazon, Procter & Gamble, Walmart e-commerce, Google, Kraft Foods. This man has helped in terms of just building the landscape economically.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This Union City, is growing, is moving forward, and it takes leadership. And the proud people of Union City has elected this man since 2013. And I want to just give a special shout out to the people, Mayor of Union City, a group of hardworking. Tell us a little bit about the people before we go to David on line one.
Well, we have some amazing people here in Union City. You know, one of the things when I meet with a lot of our I call them my neighbors, a lot of my neighbors, one of the things they talk about often, especially in the early days, was the lack of employment opportunities. So, you know, I can tell you in the first 4 years of my administration, we created over 15,000 jobs with some of these opportunities that have come in. Mm. You know, now, all of those 15,000 jobs are not taken by Union City residents. Right. We employ people here in the city from all over Metro Atlanta, and that has caused the population explosion that we're experiencing right now. People who work here want to live here now.
Right.
You know, I mean, we have focused on reclaim, renew, and reimagine Union City with some of the things that we do, such as expansion of our recreation and parks department. We just broke ground on 3 new parks that will be coming online next year. We have a fire department, an additional fire department that will be coming online.
Mm.
You know, when you talk about access to health care, Union City and all of South Fulton County and much of the South Side has been a health care desert.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We are breaking ground. Hopefully the end of this year or the first of next month, we'll be breaking ground on a Grady freestanding emergency room department.
Wow.
And after 18 to 24 months of that development, which will have several support facilities supporting that emergency room, you know, because they're going to build a heliport, you know, because it wants to be able to serve us in the best way that it can. So that heliport will allow them the opportunity. If there is something extremely critical and they need to get them to Grady number one, they will be able to transport them in a matter of minutes.
Wow.
You know, so that's exciting. But like I said, in 18 to 24 months, there will be a full-fledged hospital that Grady is building. You know, so we're excited about those things. You know, I mean, I could go on and on about so many great opportunities, but you know, some of the things that I share with my neighbors is we've got to get our arms around this child well-being that we're dealing with on the South Side. You know, when you look at the United Way's report as it relates to child well-being, you know, we're still struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, our child well-being, you know, tells us the story of the health and well-being of our community.
Right.
So when you look at that report, it opens your eyes to some of the things that we're missing,
right.
You know, and it's usually in underserved communities. So, you know, the thing that I tell people, I don't get bogged down with being in an underserved community or we don't get this or we don't get that. I try to find a way
That's
to make
right.
sure that we are getting what
half
we
full.
Need.
You can focus
we can't
from a half
sit around
full
crying about what we don't have.
Right.
You know, I tell you, you know, I want to share with you, you know, one of the big pushbacks I got from a lot of community members when we were focusing on creating job opportunities were the types of jobs that were coming in, you know, and COVID showed us, you know, God knew what his plan was, was to prepare Union City for a job explosion.
Right.
You know, because people were saying, we don't want to see these, we don't want these warehouses, we don't want, well, you know, the thing is, when you go into, especially if you are a man or woman or whoever, and you don't have employment, and you can go somewhere right in your community or an adjacent community to be able to get employed, starting out at $17 an hour, and it's up to you because that ceiling has no limit.
Right.
You know, so it's not a $7.25 an hour opportunity. You're talking about being able to take care of your family. You know, and those are the things that I have to grapple with. You know, because I mean, I was probably one of the most hated individuals in all of Atlanta at one time because of what we were doing.
Right.
And it has not only strengthened our financial footing, but it has strengthened families and their economic financial footing.
And I can relate to that, Mayor.
We just thank God.
Yeah, I can relate to that because we didn't have sidewalks in my area in South DeKalb.
Yeah.
And I started putting sidewalks. People at the beginning were just mad and upset. said, why are you doing sidewalks and why are you doing the parks? I said, you got to build the infrastructure. People got to walk. They don't need to walk on the dirt or high grass or get hit by a car. But man, once I got the sidewalks going in our community, now everywhere I go, people were starting to walk and say, I'm glad we got these sidewalks. But it led to other infrastructure needs. I may can't get you this big grocery store that people are looking for, but we put the infrastructure in that leads to economic development. So before we, I want to get to David on, he's our caller from Union City. David, welcome.
Great.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much for taking my call. And to the mayor, I want to thank him for the outstanding work that he's doing and the outstanding work that Chief Jones is doing. I'd like to make two quick observations. Coming from Campbellton Fairburn Road, the speed limit towards, let's say, the Walmart over there, the speed limit's 55, and there used to be a sign there at the Pep Boys where the speed broke down to 35. That sign has been removed, and it's giving people the impression that they can drive a 55 in that corridor where the Walmart and the Quick Trip is. And so that needs to be either corrected or it needs to, you know, there needs to be another certification sign there. The other thing, I've spoken with Union City Police about the people parking in the fire lanes, and they have told me, well, that's up to the store, and that should not be up to the store, because what happens is people who are walking, pedestrians who are walking through cars, and the drivers who are driving into those parking lots are dodging the pedestrians and those cars illegally parked at the fire zone. That's not good, because you end up getting into verbal and physical confrontation. Not me, but people I've seen getting into verbal and physical confrontations about telling people, you're not supposed to be even parking there. And, you know, people shouldn't be violating that rule. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I thought the fire lane was only for fire vehicles. But you've got people dropping off and picking up, and pedestrians dodging, and cars trying to dodge people who just want to do what's convenient for them. So those are two quick observations.
Thank you. And we'll come back on the other side of the break. Our mayor is here from Union City. They're growing. They're moving forward. He's a mayor of vision and valor, and who's anointed as well. And so we'll be back after our real life moment, and the mayor can answer those questions. But thank you, David, for calling in the News and Talk 1380 WLK.
David, please stick around. I want you to get my number as well.
That's
when we
right.
Come back.
And LJ, Real Life with LJ. Come on back, you all. All right. You got that real life moment, that word from our evangelist Murphy, who's doing it big, making a difference. Thank you, Dr. T, for bringing on in. Mayor, we're going back to you. You had some comments for David.
Yes, I do. You know, first I want David, I pray that he's still listening, to please take down my phone number. It is 678-502-6500. That's 678-502-6500. You know, David brought up a couple of things that certainly give me great concern. He talked about speed limit signage, you know, right at Campbellton and Fairburn Road, which intersects two cities, you know, the city of Union City, but also the new amazing city of South Fulton, you know. So, you know, but what happens to us as cities, Highway 92 and certainly South Fulton Parkway, which is what is considered Fairburn Campbellton Road, those are not city streets and roads. Those are state roads. You know, however, that doesn't mean that we pass the buck. So I will be David's voice in regards to this when I reach out to Georgia Department of Transportation, and certainly speaking with my police department about this. And also on the other issue with the illegal parking, because that's what it is, illegal parking in a fire lane. You know, I do have an issue, and I will be speaking with my police department about that, because they should never tell anyone, well, it's the private owners or the grocery store's responsibility. Well, we put a fire lane up there for a reason, and that is to protect and preserve safety and life. You know, so I'll find out what's going on there, and we'll correct that today. You know, but I just want David to know, please feel free to reach out to me anytime. You know, I have no problem giving my phone number out. You know, my wife gets on me sometime, but, you know, I told her, you know, I signed up for this. This is what I committed to, not just the people, but also God, that I will carefully handle his people with great care and compassion, but also be available to them. And that's what people want. They want people that they have access to.
Right.
When you call my phone number, I'm the one that's going to answer. You're not going to go through 20 different people to get to me. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, people want to speak to you. They voted for you. They didn't vote for my police chief.
Right.
They didn't vote for my fire chief.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's about being able to connect with that individual, but also creating relationships, because we could learn from many of our neighbors, you know, about some of the things that we don't catch every day.
Right.
You know, because I tell people, if you don't let me know what's going on, I can guarantee you my people are not going to always tell me what's going on.
Right. That's right. You're on the ground. Yeah. You're there. I'm not in your neighborhood. I'm not in your store. So you have to call and connect, because I'm not everywhere.
Right. And that's, you know, I call myself a working mayor. I'm out in the streets all day, every day.
Right.
Because I want folks to know that I'm out here on their behalf. You know, but I was blessed by this sister that just finished. I tell you, you know,
Sister Murphy.
She's got me thinking, you know, mm-hmm. About some moments that I want to maybe share one
you
day.
Can come on. You can come on back. We're going to do one more segment after we come from this commercial break. Yeah. You got one more segment with us, the mayor of Union City. Mayor Williams is in the house. You tune in to 1380 News and Talk, WALK, with Real Life with LJ. Come on back.
Yeah. It's Dre T.L., hey. Look, I be thinking about my journey. That shit still amazing. I be gazing at the moon while going through different phases.
All right.
My
life that's Dre just like this TL. He just won a Rhythm and Flow. Georgia State graduate. He's doing it. He's made a difference in our community. Young man is up and coming. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we're still here with our great mayor of Union City, and he just listened to the Real Life Moment. But part of that, mayor, I want to just add, as you talk about, because I've served, you know, for a while as well. Now I'm retired, but just getting into the vision and the goals and how it takes a team. And I told people all the time, the residents, I said, it's not going to come overnight. It takes everybody working together, and you got other factors to consider, but you never stop working. And that was always my key, to connect them, to get them empowered, to understand how government works. But just don't let government be the end all and be all. It's still going to take some other things that has to happen. So, and you have done that in Union City since you've been elected, but you wanted to come in and say a few words as well. But come on back. As we get ready to close out this segment on some of the things you have, and then also talk about service, on what it takes to serve. And you just, it's not going to come overnight. You can just jump into something and all of a sudden it's going to change. But what people need to do, be prepared to be in service.
Well, you know, one of the things, you've got to have the heart of public service. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we don't do this for fame, for money, you know, because I tell people all the time, I easily can be somewhere making money for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do this because I love this community. I love God's people. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, if you have to look at what is it, what would you do if you didn't get paid to do it, but you love doing it?
Right.
And mine has always been supporting other individuals who felt like they had no hope, no opportunity, no sense of value of themselves. So that's what I want to do. You know, I mean, you know, we talked about earlier about what we're doing here as it relates to crime and public safety. You know, that is just one priority that we focus on. You know, we talked about the future of Union City lies in an economy that embraces every citizen, not just certain select individuals.
Right.
The work that we do is for everyone that resides in Union City and even beyond. You know, one that creates opportunities for all people. You know, from our bustling commercial corridors to thriving businesses throughout this city, we've worked tirelessly to make sure that everybody benefits from this. You know, we've laid the groundwork, and now it's time to build higher, and we're doing that. Union City is open for business, and that's something I shout loud and clear across this nation. You know, certainly when it comes to economic growth, we've committed ourselves to invest, and we talked about this earlier, in ongoing infrastructure enhancements.
Yes, yes.
That is important.
Very.
You know, infrastructure is one of those out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
You know, and because it's out of sight, the moment you get an infrastructure break in any area of infrastructure, it could cost you multi-million dollars that you may not have or you may not have prepared for.
That's right.
So these are things that we're focusing on. You know, we celebrate the great trail system that Atlanta has built, you know, with the Beltline. We're doing similar right here in Union City with some of our park expansions, creating trails for individuals to be able to get outdoors and enjoy God's beauty as we walk around. But, you know, like I said, from new walking trails to expanded public facilities, we are giving every resident, and hear me, every resident, the opportunity to enjoy the Union City we all love. You know, and that's what's very important.
That's true.
And another big focus, and I'll stop here because I could go on and on, are literacy initiatives. You know, when we hear about our kids are not reading when they're in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, they're reading at third grade level.
Yeah,
we've got some
that's some work to do, and it can't be just the government. And I'm glad you stressed that. It got to be
at home. You know, it starts at home, and I do know that we got a lot of young parents, you know, who weren't parented. So we got to stand alongside them help them as well.
That's right. And you talked about infrastructure, and I've tried to stress that when I was in office, that, man, stuff that people, you think not big, is really a big deal. When you take care of your infrastructure, it's going to pay dividends down the line.
Oh, God, yes.
And
it opens windows of opportunity for economic development and creative opportunities in your community.
Yeah, and I told my folks, I told them about every park we open and every sidewalk we build, the infrastructure, the new, just going from street pavings to building the water system up. It's a lot of work, but man, it may not get you the glory in the beginning, but when you look down the line 10, 15 years,
dividends.
All dividends.
Another one little thing that is a pet peeve of mine, that is litter.
Yes.
Litter elimination is something we can stamp out today.
Yes.
You know, but in our communities, we have a culture of we can throw a Popeye's box down anywhere.
And a lottery ticket.
You know, I got trash cans placed all around the city. Rather than throw the trash in the trash can, you know, I got individuals who rather throw it on the ground.
Yeah, I still don't understand it. I mean, cigarette butts, lottery tickets, the cigarillos. You could tell what they ate, what you had for the weekend. You said, man, somebody got paid because they got the boxes.
I'm telling you.
And if we could ever look at that to get that eliminated, just throw it in the garbage. You don't have to put it out. Throw it out your car, and or just leave it out in the parking lot. The parking lot dirty. I don't. Wow. It's not something that's hard to do. It's just a matter. It's easy to do, but folks,
do you do this in your house? You know, those are the things that I ask people. You know, I want my community to know I get it.
Yes,
I understand the struggles, the concerns, and the challenges we face.
Right,
because I face them as well.
Oh man!
But more than that, I understand that we have the power to change.
Yes,
we have the power to believe, to dream big, and to reclaim, renew, and reimagine Union City and any city. You know, so it's up to us to make sure that we make that investment, you know, to uplift our communities. And that's what we're doing right here in Union City.
All right. Hold on one time, Mr. Mayor. We got a caller coming in.
Yes, sir.
Flavor King. Come on in, Mr. Flavor King. Thank you for calling, sir. Good to hear your voice and good morning.
God bless Freedom Fighter Commissioner Larry Johnson.
Bless you, sir.
Yes.
God bless the good mayor and your lovely wife.
Bless you, sir.
God bless you.
I heard you say you got like 15 divisions, subdivisions finna go up or something like that. What was you saying?
housing developments. And those are multi, you know, you got single family housing, luxury apartments. We've never had luxury apartments in Union City. But because of the jobs that have been created here, you know, people want luxury apartments. Absolutely amazing. We have a tech home complex that's coming up. There are going to be 26 tech homes that they're already sold. Mm. You know, I mean, people are really moving here, and we got to be prepared for it.
What's your question, Flavor King?
My brother, my question, you know, I wanted you to answer that question. So how much, okay, in other words, I'm just going to come straight to it. We can't be playing with this. Just like you talked about reading, we need some of them jobs, my brother. Everywhere I go in Atlanta.
Hello?
Hello?
Did we lose it?
I don't know what. I don't know what something happened. He fell off.
Did we lose him?
I think we may have lost him unless he called back. So just Flavor King touched on those jobs. How can people in the community, how are they able to get those jobs? I don't know what happened to the call.
Now they got to be qualified, number one. They got to go to the location. Go to Amazon's website. Go to Amazon in the city. Go to Walmart e-commerce. Go to their website. You know, we don't do the hiring here. I try to let folks know we don't hire these folks. We bring them here, and it's up to you to land that opportunity.
Right.
But certainly, you know, if you're qualified, they will hire you.
Wow. And that's
especially
it.
Especially during this season. You know, this is the season where everybody needs more manpower. And woman power.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Mayor,
yeah.
Give us those last inspiring words to get people moving forward. And how have what's the some any events coming up in Union City you want to invite people to?
Well, look, let me tell you, we just had one of our biggest events, and that is the annual tree lighting. That was December the 2nd. So, you know, I mean, we're closing out the year, but we're looking forward to a lot of great opportunities in the upcoming year. But I do want to share something, you know, first a quote that I live by, you know, and I'll leave that with you. It's from President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who once said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself."
Yes.
Fear has no place in Union City. It
Come
has
on.
No place in any city.
Wow.
The challenges we face, the work we must do, none of it will stop us. Because we are united, and together we will overcome any obstacle and rise to new heights. And also, from the greatest book ever written, the Holy Bible.
Mm.
This is from Jeremiah 29:11, and all of us know this. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." And that's what we're doing here in Union City, creating an answer to that hope, but also opening the doors of the future for those people who are coming here, but also people who are already here. So, you know, I just say, let's keep going. Mm. Let's continue to believe in Union City.
That's right.
To love Union City and to build the exceptional future that we all deserve.
Thank you, Mayor Williams, one of the great public servants we have, who's making a difference. I'm glad I had a chance to serve alongside of you, and thank you for your anointed service in making a difference in all of our communities. I mean, you have a template, you have a model, you built communities from the inside out. And thank you for all you're doing, and keep teaching others, because we have to make
friend.
It happen.
God bless you. You know I love you. But to all your listeners, I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. And LJ, we're going to keep listening to you wherever you are.
Thank you
so much, you and your lovely wife.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, and give our best to First Lady Sharon Williams. She is amazing as well.
I will.
Thank you, sir.
Bless you. Enjoy your Christmas holiday.
Thanks to you. You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WLK, the voice of the community. Come on back with Real Life with LJ. Thank you so much.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.